Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer.
Okay, we are up to the review sessions of volume number 18. Volume 18 of the Tzorba Merabanan. Again, the Lax Family Edition, and this volume was dedicated to Leila Nishmas Yaakov Yakir Hexter and David Schwartz, Zechronim Levracha, who gave their lives, Al Kiddush Hashem, in defending us against our enemies. So this volume, we discussed Bishul D'Araisa. We had the second and the third shiur of Bishul D'Araisa. We discussed Bishul D'Rabbanan, Shehiya HaChazara Hatmana, and then we started to discuss other malachas, including Dosh and Schita, and we started Borer. So it makes sense to split this up into three, so maybe we'll have three review sessions of this topic. So first, the first two shiurim, Bishul D'Araisa. We discussed Bishul D'Araisa in the end of the previous volume, but now let's get into other very important rules and regulations of Bishul. So we start again, we're not in the review, we don't review everything and as in-depth as we discussed, but we will review what we can. So we discuss different sources of heat. Obviously, cooking Midaraisa on a fire is Bishul D'Araisa, but we said there are other forms of cooking, including Kli Rishon, Iri Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Iri Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi. So all of those, let's get into the details of that. So the Mishnah tells us, Bezecha Shabbos, I'm on page 23. Those who are following, the Mishnah tells us, Ha'ilfis v'hakadera she'avir merusachin. If you have a pot that is still boiling hot that you took off the fire, lo yitin l'tochan tavlin, you cannot put spices in it. Even though this is a pot that's no longer on the fire, you cannot put spices in it because it is a Kli Rishon Shehusar Me'al Ha'esh. It has been removed from the fire, but it still cooks. It still has the power of cooking. Avonosin lotocha ka'ara lotocha tamchui. You could put the spices into a ka'ara or tamchui, which is understood as a Kli Sheni. Why is it? What's the difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni? So this is a Yerushalmi that appears in Masecha Shabbos. That's what we have here. It also appears in Zeraim. I think in Maseches Maaseros, that the first opinion in the Rishalmi in source number 2 says, well, it depends if Kli Rishon is hot, Ziyat Soledas, and Kli Sheni is not. That's the first day of Rabbi Yonah, of Rabbi Bun. We don't paskin that way. Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Bun. Because we know, Tosfos points out, and the Mefarshim point out, and the next line of the Gemara points out, that you can have a Kli Sheni that's boiling hot, that's even hotter than a Kli Rishon. A Kli Rishon cools off a little bit, and a Kli Sheni is still boiling hot. You pour it directly from the Kli Rishon to the Kli Sheni. So that can't be the difference. So the language of the Yerushalmi is, Ela asu harchakal a Kli Rishon, velo asu harchakal a Kli Sheni. What is harchakas? The Ramban says that sounds like a Durabanan. The Ramban says the whole idea of Kli Sheni being Mevashel, or Kli Rishon, Shehusar Me'al Ha'esh, right? The Ramban says that is a Isser Durabanan, based on the Lashon of Harchaka. So we don't paskin that way. Most Rishonim assume that it's Bishul D'Araisa, the Rashba, Shabbos Dav Mem. The Rashba says, of course, it's Bishul D'Araisa. If it's Yatzo Ledespo, if it's a Kli Rishon off the fire, that still cooks me D'Araisa. Says the Rashba, Mikol Malka Mistavar, De'eno Asa Lavashel, Kedagana Madura Loba Kli Rishon, El Atsoni Nishalon Nisbashel. Avotsoni Nisbashel, Afilu Bakli Rishon, Vachul, I'm sorry, let's get to the point that I wanted to get to. Vamavashel Bachayev Chatas Kimavashel Ala Eish Mamish. Right, even if it's off the fire, still, that is going to be Bishul D'Araisa. And that is, L'maisa doesn't matter because it's Bishul in a Kli Rishon Shehusar Me'al Ha'esh is still going to be Usser. But Machlokes Rishonim sounds like from that Yerushalmi, the word Harchaka, but we assume it's D'Araisa. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Yud Ches, which is the simon about Bishul, Shin Yud Ches Eftes, source number 5, Kli Rishon. I'm in, the Shir, Chazrin, the Shirim, the first Shir in the 18th, the 18th volume. So Kli Rishon Afilu La'achar Sheviru Me'al Ha'esh Mevashel Kol Zman Sheyatzo Ledespo, as long as it's Yatzo Ledespo. Right, once it cools off to on the Yatzo Ledespo, we discussed in the previous shiur what is the temperature of Yatzo Ledespo. Once it's less than Yatzo Ledespo, then for sure there is no Bishul. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. But while it's Yatzo Ledespo, still it is still going to be Bishul D'Araisa. So that is called the Kli Rishon Shehusar Me'al Ha'esh. I take the soup pot off the fire. I can't put anything in there that has not been cooked. That's the world of Bishul D'Araisa. So the What is the difference between Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni? What about a Kli Sheni? So Tosfos, famous Tosfos, it's famous. We'll make it famous right now if you don't know it. Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Mem. Tosfos says, why is a Bishul and a Kli Rishon and not a Kli Sheni if it's not totally on temperature? So Tosfos talks about the Tefanos, the walls, the sides of the container. That makes all the difference. Ask Tosfos, Shabbos Daf Mem. Source number 8, Tema, Maishtok Kli Sheni mi Kli Rishon. Right, what's the difference? If it's Yatzol Adis Bo, then it's going to cook even a Kli Sheni. If it's not Yatzol Adis Bo, it doesn't cook in a Kli Rishon. So Tosfos says, because the Kli Rishon was on the fire, its walls keep the heat in, and it's continuing the heating process. Dofnosav Chamin Umasek Chomo Zman Meruba. But Kli Sheni, Tefanos Makaros. It's starting to go in the opposite cooling direction, and therefore it's mutter. We mentioned that our Sameach has a different shot of these things. It's relating to other areas of halacha where you're farther from the source. Kocho, koach, kocho, in that world. That's what he talks about in Hilchos Shabbos. But that's the difference between Misha Kli Sheni. Whatever the reason is, that's what we paskin. Kli Sheni is not Mavashel, with the exceptions that we'll get to soon, so it's not Lo Lamaisa. But there is another rule of Davar Gush. Davar Gush, a solid item, which we discussed. It starts off in Yaradeya, and then it's brought over to Arachayim. In Yaradeya, there is a machlokas, the Isser v'Heter, which is, we don't know exactly who wrote it, but it's late Rishon, we'd call him, says that the whole svar of Tosfos, that Kli Sheni is not mavashel, is because of the walls, the funnels makaros, that should only apply to liquids. If you have a piece of meat, then the walls on a, or the plate that the meat is on, if it's boiling hot, it keeps the heat in because there's no walls that affect it, that cool it off. And therefore, says the Issa v'Heter, the whole idea of Kli Rishon Kli Sheni, that chilek does not apply by a Davar Gush. And the Marshal, or Shlomo Luria, the Amshal Shlomo, in Chulin, picks up on the Issa v'Heter and says, we're machmer like it. We're machmer like it. So for let's say you have a piece of a steak that was taken off the fire, that's put onto a plate, it's boiling hot, and you cut it with a milchik knife, that could be problematic because it's Davar Gush. And you don't say, oh, it's in a Kli Sheni, it's not Mavashal. No, it's problematic. And that's what the Amshal Shlomo says, we're machmir for Davar Gush. The Darkei Moshe, the Ramah is not. The Ramah in Yaradeya, and he says the Befirish in the Darkei Moshe, we do not have to be machmir for Davar Gush to consider that a Kli Rishon. So machlokas in Yaradeya. Then step two, do you bring this over, even if you're machmir in Yaradeya, do you say it applies in Arachayim, in Hilchos Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham and some Achronim say, lechatchila, yes. The Magen Avraham says, source number 12, in Shei Yudches, v'chikos v'apos can be Yaradeya, the Davar Shu Gush, afilu b'kli sheni mevashel. Even in a Kli Sheni, the kosher gains sleep. So some say the Magen Avraham says it should be brought over to Arachayim and Hilchos Shabbos, but the Chavos Das, the Nesivos in his commentary in Yaradeya, does not assume that you don't have to parallel. Even if you want to say it's boleya umavlia, the taste transfer, that doesn't mean Hilchos Shabbos has the same rules. And therefore, even if you want to be machmir like the Marshal, like the Issa v'Heter in Yaradeya, which we're not sure, which is against the Ramah, still in Arachayim, you might say it does not apply. Vashar devarim chamim. Av sheish b'lam did Kli Rishon to the Kugon devar Gush, the Marshal Eidim Vashal. Even the Marshal might not say in Hilchos Shabbos. Even the Marshal might not say in Hilchos Shabbos. That's what Rav Avadia says. Hilchos Shabbos is Svek Sveika. Svek Sveika. The Mishnah Berurah says, L'chad Chilo, one should be machmer by a devar Gush. Where does it come up? Let's say you have a big glob of boiling hot shalant on your plate. Make sure that you put a machitza between that and the coleslaw or the salad. So L'chad Chilo, we try to be machmer. But the Shmir Shabbos and others are also machmer L'chad Chilo. But Rav Avadia says, maybe it's a Svek Sveika L'Hakel. Maybe we pass like the Ramah in Yaradeya. And if we pass like the Marshal in Yaradeya, maybe we shouldn't bring it over to Hilchos Shabbos. So he has that svara lahakel. Rav Moshe says, as we saw, at least you shouldn't have a double chumra lahachmir. To think that Davar Gush is like a Kli Rishon. And something we discussed in the last year, if there's bishul achar bishul bilach, so we paskin maker didn't aim bishul achar bishul. So we're machmer lachadchila by liquids. Rav Moshe says, to assume yesh bishul achar bishul bilach and Davar Gush, that will be a double chumra. So Rav Moshe says, ketchup. Putting ketchup on a boiling hot hamburger on Shabbos. So, says Rav Moshe, that would be okay. Because assuming ketchup is a liquid, which is an assumption, but then it's already cooked, it's pasteurized, whatever it is, it's pre-cooked in the factory. So, that's bishul lacha bishul. And then, to assume that davar gush, that's a double chumra, so Rav Moshe would say, you wouldn't go that far. What exactly is a davar gush? So, the Marshal said rice. rice is a davar gush. That's a chiddush, because you might say only a solid item, like a piece of steak or one unit. But the marshal said even if a glob of rice would also be a problem. So that's all kli rishon, shehu sarmei al eish, and davar gush, which might be a kli rishon. What about irui kli rishon? So this is a question that is not asked by the Bavli. The Bavli does not ask this question. What if I pour from a kli rishon? Before it, it's a kli sheni. And the food is going to be on the bottom, it's going to hit the food. So is that called a kli rishon, or is that called a kli sheni? It's out of the surroundings of the kli rishon, like Tosfos talked about, but it's not in the cooling walls of the kli sheni yet. So the Yerushalmi talks about it. The Yerushalmi has a machlokes about it. Yerushalmi seems to have machlokes. You have it there in source number 18. Litin tavlin milamata, valarasa milamala. Rabbi Yonah says aser. Rabbi Yonah says aser, because after all, we learned in a halacha in Hilchos Kudshim. Even if you pour boiling hot carbon liquid into a kli cheres, it's done. It's cooked there. And Rav Yossi says, no, maybe cheres is different. Don't compare that to our case. And the Gemara says, no, there it applies even by metal kalim. The maskon of the Gemara of the Rishalmi seems to be that it's that iri is kli rishon. Iri is a problem. But the Mefarshim explained, Tosfos explains that maybe we don't pass like the Yerushalmi, because there's a Bavli that is a sugi Maseches Pesachim called Tata'a Gvar. The item on the bottom overcomes the item on top. So Tosfos says maybe that Gemara in Pesachim, Ayin Vav, sounds like Irui is not Kli Rishon. So this is a major machlokes Rishonim. 3 days of the Rishonim. Rashbam says Irui is Kli Sheni, like that Gemara of Tata'a Gvar. Rabbeinu Tam says Irui is Kli Rishon, like the Yerushalmi. We paskin in the middle. If you remember, we paskin Mivashel Kidei Klipa, that day of Tosfos. Venero, source 21, Dibi Loavi Kikli Rishon, Voloka Kli Sheni, El Mivashel Kidei Klipa, meaning it cuts the outer layer. So Rechel Shabbos, it cooks. It cooks, Lamaisa, it's Usser, because it's Mivashel Kidei Klipa, and one has to be careful about it. And Yaradeya makes a difference, it only cooks the outer layer, so maybe you could be Kolef, maybe you could take off the outer layer if there was a illegal or a treif taste transfer. So Lamaisa, we are machmir mevashel kidei, it is mevashel kidei klipa. So let's say you want to have a second cup of tea. So let's say you have a couple of drops left in your cup. You have to be very careful, because the tea, the boiling hot water is going to go on that water. So we assume that you don't have to do it. Moshe writes, and the Shmir Shabbos discusses, that water was cooked already. If you washed out your cup and you have the water that was never cooked, okay, maybe it's more lachumra. But here, it's already it was already cooked, so now there's ein bishal achabishal, and you don't really care if that water is heated or not. So the poskim assume that one doesn't have to be worried so much, as long as there's not a puddle in there. If there's a puddle, maybe you should be machmir if it's not warm anymore for bishal achabishal, and iri mevashal kate klipa. But if not, it was already a couple drops, and the poskim say that the Shevet Alevi discusses, if you're so machmer to try to dry it out, then you might come to schita, if you put a paper towel in there to try to dry it out. So Lamaisa, if there's only a few drops there, we don't have to be worried. But that's irui. Irui, we assume, is mevashel kidei klipa. We discussed a little bit, we're not going to review that now, about is there any maris ayin, something that looks like cooking in a kli sheni, but what's more lamaisa is the discussion of kali bishel, which starts on 39. The Mishnah says, even though we paskin ein bishel achar bishel, even though we paskin there's no bishel in a kli sheni, like the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Mem, kli sheni is not mevashel, but the Mishnah says it is mevashel certain types of fish, certain types of flaky items, what are called in halacha kali bishel, things that cook very easily. Things that cook very easily. That's the Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Mehei. Rashi explains the kulyas is palanin, some type of fish. The way that you cook it is by sprinkling hot water on it. This is their gemar malacha, and this is bishel. And this is bishel, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The chumrah of kali bishel. The problem is, we don't know what's in this category of kali bishel. We know water is not. Water is not kali bishel. But there, we just don't know what is kali bishel. There's a question about how to read a gemara, 2 days in the gemara, about salt. The gemara talks about in Shabbos Membeis, two svaris, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah discuss it. But lamaisa, we're not sure. We're not sure how to define kali bishel, what's cooked easily, what's not cooked easily, and therefore we assume, based on a Urayim, that you always, you never know. You never know. Therefore, it's a good idea not to put anything into a Kli Rishon, or even into a Kli Sheni. Don't put anything into a hot Kli Sheni that's still Yasser Ledesbo. If it's not Yasser Ledesbo, for sure, it's okay. But don't put anything in. Says the Shmir Shabbos, you have it there in Source 42. Mikivan sheyeshna ma'achalim. Ha'mispashlim gamba Kli Sheni. Since there are foods that cook in a Kli Sheni, ve'ein anachnu b'kiyam ladas eluhem, we don't know what they are. Yesh lahachmer v'lomar. Won't you be machmer? She'kol dover she'eino mevushal. Yesh bishom iser bishol gamba nesinasa b'kli sheni. Anything that you don't know, it might cook in a Kli Sheni. Right, unless you know, if it's not Yasser Ledesbo, then fine. But if it is Yasser Ledesbo, why don't you be machmir? The Chazon Ish seems maybe not so machmir, but that's what we assume. That's what we assume. One should be very careful. Just put everything, not in a, make sure it's not Yasser Ledesbo. And then you come to the world of Kli Shlishi. We discussed Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon off the fire. Dover Gush. Iri Kli Rishon. Kli Sheni. Kli Shlishi. What about Kli Shlishi? So the Gemara doesn't really talk about this. The Prima Gadim says, it sounds like that only Kli Sheni is the possibility of being a problem. But Kli Shlishi, for sure, is the fact that the Gemara doesn't say a word about it, it must be, it's Mutter. The Chazon Ish, based on the Chayadim, say no, exactly the opposite. If the Gemara doesn't say anything about Kli Sheni, you know why? Because there's no difference between a Kli Sheni and a Kli Shlishi. If it's totally on temperature and Kali Bishul will cook in a Kli Sheni, so Kali Bishul will cook in a Kli Shlishi too. And that's what the Chazon Ish says in Aruch Chaim, Nun Beis Yutes, in Source 45. V'lo matzina makar l'chalik, bein sheni l'shlishi. V'mitvar mispashlim b'sheni, mispashlim b'shlishi. Anything that cooks in a sheni will cook in a shlishi also. V'ein adar tali ela b'chama mayim. It's only tali on the temperature of the water. Shiu chamim shayasa ledes b'hem. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, there's no difference in a kli sheni and kli shlishi. And Rav Moshe, famously, says kli sheni, kli shlishi doesn't cook anything. Put whatever you want in a Kli Shlishi. There are a couple of Shuvas of Ramosha that shook the world, that the whole world relies on, and this is one of them. Kli Sheni. There are those that are Machmir, like the Chazon Ish and others, but many, many say Kli Shlishi, whatever you want, put in a Kli Shlishi. That's the Heter of Ramosha, and that's the Heter of Rav Ovadia. And there are many examples of this, first and foremost, maybe all about tea. All about tea. Before we get to the tea, first on, you have on page 46, 47, what about powdered soups? What about tradition soups, as they're called? So Me'ikar Adin, a Kli Shlishi, would be okay. Well, according to Rav Moshe, would be okay. What about a Kli Sheni? That's a little trickier, but it's discussed here. What about the powdered cafe na mace? What about other powdered soup? It's all cooked beforehand, so then one would be allowed to cook it because ain bishol achabishol by those signs. But one has to be careful. Sometimes the little vegetables that they put in could be a problem, but that's one example. Making tea on Shabbos. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, he screams, he says, making tea is a problem. And remember, he is not machalik. Sheni, shlishi, it's kali bishol, it's very thin leaves, and therefore one has to be careful. Rav Moshe would say, Kli Shlishi. Kli Shlishi is okay. Kli Shlishi is okay. Remember, I think we mentioned in the past year, the Chazon Ish has another Chumrah, that if you have a Kli Rishon that's still on the fire, and you transfer it to another Kli, that Kli is still a Kli Rishon. Meaning, if I have the urn, and I put it from the urn into a cup, according to the Chazon Ish, that cup is a Kli Rishon, because it was Mechubar to the Kli Rishon on the fire. The only time something is a Kli Sheni is if you pour into the Kli Sheni, when the Kli Rishon is no longer on the fire. If the Kli Rishon is on the fire, then that's enough of a chibur that you'll need another cup. You need another cup. That's another chumrah of the Chazon Ish. But either way, what about tea? What about tea? So Moshe would say it's all mutter. It's all mutter in a Kli Shlishi. The Aruch HaShulchan has a line that, well, you see it's cooking because it gets colored. Rav Moshe says, colored? Even iced tea gets colored. Coloring does not reflect Bishul. So, Machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir, right, regarding Alei Tea, the Mishnah Berurah in Source 54. He says you should make the tea essence before Shabbos, and then it's Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. But this is, Rav Moshe would say everything in a Kli Shlishi is okay. Rav Shechter quotes Rav Salvechik that all the Salvechiks thought that tea were not Kali Bishul, and you could put tea directly into a Kli Sheni. And he quotes that Rav Salvechik quoted that Rav Chaim, his grandfather, did that. And that is in terms of ti and kli, sheni and kli shlishi. There is a chumra known as the chumra of the chai adam. It's called yad nichve spo. It's based on a Yerushalmi, which the Rambam quotes. We know for maisrus, I'm allowed to eat something out in the field, right? Snacking, even without taking off chumas and maisrus. But there are six events that the Gemara says in the Yerushalmi, it's in Yerushalmi and maisrus, that are kovela maisrus, because these are machshiv the food, and once you do this, then you have to take off maisrus, chumas and maisrus. And one of them is cooking. So the Gemara talks about if it's an akli shli sheni, so then there's no cooking. Unless it's yad nichvespo. If your hand is scalded, which is even hotter than yad soledespo. And the Rambam quotes that in Ilchas Maisris. The Rambam says that if something is scalding, that's going to be koveila maisris. Koveila maisris. So it says the Chayadam, hey, if it's considered cooking for maisris, it's considered cooking for Shabbos. And therefore, even in akli sheni, if there's yad nichvespo, then for sure it's a problem. And the Chazon Ish and others say, but this is not quoted in Hilchos Shabbos. You must say, for Hilchos Maisrus is different. And I'll add, that whole halacha is a din d'rabbanan, we paskin. Rambam paskins all six. Some of them are daraisa, according to some Amoram, but all six are d'rabbanan, and therefore, to say that applies to Hilchos Shabbos would be unusual. There was another major area of Bishul, and that is stirring, magus. We know the Gemara tells us in Beitza, in source number 62, that magus is part of the cooking process. You put the food in the pot, you put the fire on, and then you stirring. Stirring is part of the process of cooking. What do I do? It moves things around in the fire. Things that are further away gets closer. Things that are not fully cooked get closer, and they get to be fully cooked. That's magus. So if I magus a pot, if I stir a pot on Shabbos, and there is it's not fully cooked, it's not mavushal kol tzarcho, that's bishul daraisa. Because I am hastening the cooking process of some of the items. That's part of the cooking, and that's bishul daraisa. The chumra is the chumra of the kolbo. Someone's the chumra of the kolbo. The kolbo says, even if something is mavushal called tzarcho, if it's on the fire, don't stir it. It's on the fire, don't stir it. That's the kolbo in Sur 65. V'kaimel demegis chai mishem avashel, afilu b'kder mavusheles, kozman shiyala ish. If it's on the fire, don't stir it. That's the chumra of the kolbo. Why is it? What's the svara? So the Prima Gadim says, oh, it really cooks. The problem is, if it's fully cooked, then even real cooking doesn't cook it. So it's not clear what the kolbo means. Some say that that's what the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah, wonders about the Prima Gadim. There's no bishul. So mistama, like Ramosha says, maybe it's based on the fact that there might be little pieces in there that are not fully cooked. You think it's fully cooked, but it's not fully cooked. So at least on the fire, one should be machmir. That is what we hold. The Mishnah Berurah quotes us, and all the Achronim quote this chumra of the kolbo, that one should not stir anything, even if it's fully cooked. Let's say the chalent's in the crock pot, and it's fully cooked. I want to stir it so it doesn't burn on the bottom. Take it out of the crock pot first. Take it out, stir it, then put it back in. And then put the cover on and put it back in. Because even stirring it on the fire is the chumra, the kolbo, that we are machmir for lechadchila. If it was done, it doesn't ask for the food. But we're machmir for that lechadchila. An extension of this is, what I just alluded to, putting a cover on. If the food is not fully cooked, putting a cover on, that's for sure aser. Because that's hastening the cooking process that Bedeshim will get to. But even if not, let's say I took it off to stir it, I should put the cover back on first and then put it back on. Because even covering it is like stirring it. That's part of the process. Or we discuss ladling. Ladling. So when I ladle something, that's an extension of stirring. I'm not stirring, but once I ladle, then the food that was in one part of the pot goes to another part of the pot where the food that I just took out used to be. So that's another chumra. Again, ladling by a davar sheh. Ain mavushal called tzarcho, that's for sure a problem. But if it is mavushal, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. In Shid Yuches Yurches, Surah 71, right? Ilfes vakedera, shehevir musach me'agabi arim, lo nispasha called tzarcho, you can't. Even if it's off the fire. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that maybe one shouldn't do this even while it's on the fire as an extension of the kolbo. But it's an extension, and therefore, if one does it, just to remove some stuff without stirring it. Let's say you take some of the top stuff of the chalent instead of going all the way down. Then there is more room to be made. But again, lechadchila, once you take it off and not do anything on the fire, stirring it or ladling it. That's what the Archa Shabbos says in the last source towards the end, source 75. Kasva poskim de ein lahotzi bekaf tafshel mikdera homedas alaish mishum shotzazu ma'areves as a tafshel. It stirs it around. Vayinu af kasher a tafshel mavushal kol tzarcho. Even if it's fully cooked, again, that's the chumra of the the chumrah of the kobo. Rav Avadia is a little more mako, but this is the discussion of the kobo and other issues of Bishul Daraisa. That is the first shiur in the volume, the second one on Bishul. The next one we discussed, the last part of Bishul that we discussed, Bishul, Halacha de Bishul 3, right? This starts on page 77, and this gets into, one second, this gets into some other Bishul issues, and that's Bishul Achar Afia, Afia Achar, Achar Bishul. Two Gemaras. It's basically a steer in the Gemaras, and the Machlokas is, how do you understand them? Which Gemara holds weight? It's a Machlokas between the Ravya and the Yireyim, and they're both quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's the Sugya. Two Gemaras, Psachim and Brachas, Machlokas Rishonim, Ravya and Yireyim, two Machlokas quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So, the Gemara says in Psachim, regarding the Halacha of Korban Pesach, one is not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach. One has to roast the Korban Pesach. What if one roasted it? That's an Issa D'Oraisa. So the Gemara says, if I, the Gemara Psachim Mem Aleph, source number one now on page 77, if I cooked it, then I roasted it, or I roasted it, then I cooked it, I'm going to be chayiv. So if I cooked it first, the Gemara says, obvious. But if I roasted it and then I cooked it, so it's already roasted. So why am I going to be chayiv for that? So the Gemara says, because Rabbi Yossi holds that when I cook something that was prior, previously some other process had done to it, that's still considered the cooking, the second process has significance. If I have matzah, Rabbi Yossi says, and I cook the matzah, I'm not yotzei matzah. Not yotzei matzah. So you see from there that bishul means moist eat, afia means dry heat. So you see from there, bishul achar afia is significant, and therefore, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. It's also to do that for the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Right, that's Rashi, Imsachim Mem Aleph. V'yavi bishakvar nefa batanur, even though it's already baked. Ho v'chazar u'bishlo, bitlo mitaras lechem. Well, you're mevatel it from bread, right? And based on that, the Yireyim, Rabbi Lazmi Metz, one of the Bali HaTosfos, Atamad Avraham Tam, he said, you see from there, yesh bishol achar bishol. Yesh bishol, I'm sorry, yesh bishol achar tzli, yesh tzli achar bishol. If the process is different, if it's the same exact process, we mentioned that in earlier shiurim, ein bishol achar bishol, ein afi achar afia, yesh bishol achar bishol, balach maybe as a chumrah. But here, if you change the process, if it's dry and moist, bishol achar tzli, tzli achar bishol, that is a problem. That's the Yireyim, based on the Gemara in Psachim. But then you have the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, eating cooked vegetables, you make a hadama. Make hadama on cooked vegetables. Why? Because it's cooked. That doesn't change anything. What about Rabbi Yossi by matzah? That's a special din by matzah. Special din by matzah, because the tam matzah is important. Tam matzah, you should be in the tam matzah of Aleka, of Al-Hach, if you're Rabbi Yossi moda, Rabbi Yossi will be moda by vegetables, by shlokas, you make hadama. So what do you see from there? It's a special din by matzah, but usually a second process wouldn't change it. And that's what the Rav Yah says. The Rav Yah quotes one of the great Chachme Ashkenaz. He quotes the Yireyim and argues and says, V'la milsehi in source number 5. Taha maisi le beperkeitz and mevarchin umaskinon. The Grand Brachas brings it and says, Ad kalo kam Rav Yossi elagabe matzah. You know, tam matzah me befiv aleka. Right, it's tam matzah. So therefore, says the Rav Yah, it is not a problem. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. Yesh misha omer, source shinu chesifei. Yesh misha omer, the davar shenefe onitzle. If something is baked or roasted in bishlo acharkach, if then it's cooked b'mashke, yesh bo mishum bishol, bishlo acharafia. The also litin pasa filo b'kli sheni she'asa leders bo, and you can't put the bread in because bread is, let's say, kali bishol. The yesh matirin and something is mutter. That's the ravya machlokas yireyim and the ravya. The problem is that there's a so what do we paskin? So the Ramah says, Yesh lahachmir, no gulijal hadchila. The Shulchan Aruch is not 100% clear. But the problem is that the Shulchan Aruch later on in the same simen in Sif Tezvav seems to be Mekel. Seems to be Mekel. The Shulchan Aruch says, in source number 7, Darash is Basha called Tzarcho, it's Yavesh, you could put it next to the Medura. Right? You have something that had cooked in soup and you could warm it up again. So the Biralach leaves it Tzarachian. So the Chazon Ish says, maybe, and this is a huge, very important, significant shita. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch is saying, Sli achar afia, or Sli achar bishul, or afia achar bishul, it's only when you're doing something significant and changing the taste and changing the form. Warming something up is not called Sli. That's not called Sli. If you barbecue something after you cooked it, that's going to change something. But let's say you had meatballs. You had meatballs that were in a thick gravy. And then you want to warm that, and that was cooked. Now you want to warm it up on Shabbos. You're not going to warm it up with the gravy, because the Yeshua B'Shal HaBishal Balach, you're going to take it out of the gravy, put it in tin foil, and put it on top of the crock pot. So is that a problem of Afiach or Bishal? Says the Chazon Ish, no. Because that's warming it up. Same thing with schnitzel that was fried. So that is a huge, important chiddush. And it makes so much sense. Makes so much sense. That's the Chazon Ish in source number 9. The kol shelo yavo latam tzli mamesh, ala shiis yabesh ksas, ein bazem ishim bishol achar bishol. The Rav Avadia suggests that maybe the answer to the seer is that the Shulchan Aruch really paskins like the kulashita. Right, you get into rules of when you, the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions, what is he paskin like? So the Rav Avadia, it says, maybe we paskin meikar adin lakula. Meikar adin lakula. Not everybody agrees to that, even Sephardic poskin. Rabbi Tzion HaBashol says, lechadchila, one should definitely try to be machmir, and that's what we assume. Ashkenazim for sure assume lechumra, lechadchila. So again, whenever there is a change of type of cooking, dry to moist, moist to dry, so we try to... we try to be machmer, and he talks about, I think, more of an English minhag, putting biscuits into hot tea, so the biscuits that were nefeh, that's baked, and he put it into boiling hot tea, so that's cooked, so that could be afiyah, that could be bishal achar afiyah, right? What about putting bread croutons, putting the yellow osem soup nuts into, those are deep fried, so that's not an issue, that's bishal achar bishal, but what about putting bread into, let's say, baked croutons? You put them into the boiling hot soup. So if it's not Yasso Ledispo, then it's for sure okay. But if it's Yasso Ledispo, is there an issue? So that's the Mishnah Brura in a few places wonder, what if you used a ladle in between? If it's really a kli sheni, if you pour directly from the boiling hot soup pot to your bowl, that's an issue. That's boiling hot, that's a kli sheni that we said in the last year, kli sheni can might be mavashel by Kali Bishel, and therefore don't put the matzah in, don't put the bread in. But most of us use a ladle. So the ladle, there's a seer in the Mishnah Brura about what's a ladle. So the way the Prima Gadim answers is that the ladle is considered a Kli Rishon because it goes into the Kli Rishon. We're not sure Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, treat it like a Kli Rishon. The bowl, treat it like a Kli Shlishi. It's either a Sheni or Shlishi, so if you make it, treat it like a Kli Shlishi. And therefore, put whatever you want into the soup based on that. If you hold like the Rav Moshe, that a Kli Shlishi is not Mavashel at all, then it won't, wouldn't be a problem, even if we're machmer, to assume yish bishal achar afiyah achar bishal, but putting it into the soup would not be a problem if it is a kli sheni. The Aruch HaShabbos says that in Surah 17, ein li tein prusos chala o matzah b'toch maracham, she'atzo ledespo amunah b'kli sheni, shem yish lachur shapasi mekali bishal. And therefore, one should be careful. But again, if you used a ladle, so then that would solve the problem. That would solve the problem anyway. And b'dieved is for sure not a problem because we might not hold to the whole chumra. It's a couple of chumras of this being kali bishol and the bishol acharafia. All of those good. And that's what the a number of the poskim say. The Rav Ribiat and the Lamentes Malachas. One may place a pot roast, fried or marinated chicken, potato latkes, scrambled eggs on the top of a pot or pan, standing on the blech, right, rewarming it. Big discussion we had then a little bit about coffee, about can one prepare ground coffee that was roasted but not brewed. So it's not so clear. You can look at the evidence and the article written by Rabbi Heber that's quoted here on page 87. What about making toast on Shabbos? So we saw a chiddush, the Shaul Meishev of Yosef Shaul Nathan's son, one of the greats from the 1900s, one of the great poskim said, you can't make toast on Shabbos, right? Taking bread and toasting it because that's change it, panitzin. That's the issue. Why? Because of the Rambam. The Rambam defines Bishul Daraisa as hardening something soft or softening something hard. So if you have bread that's soft and you're hardening it, that's Bishul. That's Bishul. So that's a chiddush gadol. That's a chiddush gadol, right? Everything that you soften, even through heat, everything that's. But again, that's the Rambam and the Shulam Eishah based on the Rambam. So you assume like metal. If you melt metal, but bread making it toast, is that a real change? The Tshuvas Rav Paalon, the Ben Ishchai wonders. He says Ve'ein Zedimyon im Dina Marape Davar Kasha, because of a Rambam. Right, the Rambam's talking about Mavashal, and here it's already baked. It's already baked, and therefore, you know, he did the. Rav Paalon does not think it's a problem unless if you have a hard piece of bread that's totally inedible, the opposite. Machmashin is yashin yamim harbe. You can't eat it at all. And you soak it in water. So then soak it in soup, so maybe that's Gemar Malacha. That'll be Makabat Patish. that wouldn't be Mavash, it would be Makabe Patish. Rav Avadya quotes both of these and says they're both, I don't think, is right. I don't think it's toast is a problem of Bishul, and I don't think it's Makabe Patish, which doesn't apply to food. And therefore, Rav Avadya does not think it's a problem to make toast. Again, if you can make toast in that way on Shabbos. The Bir Halacha also discusses this. Didn't you Makabe Patish, Bedavar Ochel, Bedavar Chadish, Lanimsa Beposkim, say Makabe Patish is applies to food, is a Chiddush. We discussed a little bit after that, expediting the cooking process on page 93. So any type of Makarev Bishulo, if someone's going to cook in half an hour and I do something and I move it closer to the fire, so that's Bishul Daraisa. Even though it's going to happen anyway, but if I hastened it, so that's going to be Bishul. If there's nothing, if there's a pot that doesn't have a cover on it, that's not Mavushal called Sarcho, and I cover it, that's a problem. That's Makar Bishul Daraisa. Not just the kolbo that we don't understand. The kolbo is if it's fully cooked and I put the cover on. And that's an extension of the stirring, like we said before. But if it's not fully cooked, then for sure it is a problem. One has to be very careful about that. Remember, we discussed the machlokas Rambam Rashba weeks ago in terms of what's Bishul Daraisa. The Rambam says even up until Mavusha Kol Tzarcho. The Rashba, if I remember, said only up until Macho Ben Drusoy, but the Rambam says all the way to Mavusha Kol Tzarcho, it is still Bishul Daraisa. So any type of hastening cooking, moving something closer to a fire. Some posts can talk about if I have water in a crock pot at the beginning of Shabbos and it's not fully cooked yet and I remove some, so then the rest of it's going to cook faster. That could also be a problem. One final issue of possible issue of the cooking issue, a changing form, is what about dealing with ice cubes? Melting ice cubes, making ice cubes. So it's all based on a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara says you can't crush snow or ice. You can't crush snow or ice on Shabbos, but you could put them in a cup. That's what the Gemara says. What's the issue? What's the issue that the Gemara is talking about? Why can't you crush and why can't you put it in a cup? So three-way machlokas we've shown him. What is the issue in the Gemara? Right? The Rashi says there it is molid. You are creating something. When you crush ice, you are creating liquid actively, and that's dummy limilacha. That's Rashi. Shebore hamayim ha'elu. You are creating the water, right? Bore mayim ha'elu. That's Rashi. If you look in the Rashba there quotes the Sefer HaTruma, or the Sefer HaTruma himself, is in one of the Rishonim. He says, it's not molid, it's nolad. Nolad. What's nolad? Rashi, what did Rashi say? You're creating the water. You're actively creating the water. So according to the Rashi, if you did it into a cup with water in it already, why would it be mutter? Because mistama, it's not nikar. But the Sefer HaTruma says that if you are crushing it, it's not crushing. It's nolad. It's like a muksa issue. The Rashba understands the Sefer HaTruma. So I think the Sefer HaTruma would say that even if you just leave it out next to fire, if you melt something next to fire, that's going to be nolad issue. Even if it's not going to get the Yasso Ledesbo, you're just warming it. Still, it's a muksa issue. Right, that's Ukshabara Nimcha Azhu Misar. If you're gonna put it again in something else, it's not Nikar at all when it changes form. That's why even the Sefer HaTruma will be Mekel. But if it's in its own bowl, let's say ice cubes in a bowl, according to the Sefer HaTruma, that bowl, that water would be muksa. And therefore you should first put a little water into the ice cubes where the ice cubes are. That's what he would say. The Rashba and the Rambam sounds this way too. The Magen Mishnah points out that it's a totally third issue in the Gemara. It's gzera, it looks like schitas peros. Right, you're not allowed to squeeze fruit, which we discussed in schita and we'll review again. But schitas peros, you're not allowed to squeeze juice out of fruit. So that's what this is like. Crushing ice kind of like is a similar type of action, and therefore that's why it would be a problem. L'mayin afkamina in all of this, like I just said. Let's say you have an oily something, kugel, that you're going to put, you want to make uncongealed and melt. So according to the Truma, you can't put that next to a heat source. You maybe don't even not next to a heat source. That's nola, just to have it melt. Mashenki, when it comes to the other Rishon, and they would say only active. Rashi is molid, or the Rashba is shchika samamonim. What do we hold? So the Shulchan Aruch is mekel. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Ches says, mutter litinam panda k'negad ha'esh. You have an oily kugel. You can put it next to a place where it's not going to get to Well, even if it's going to get the atzer let this bow, because it ain't bishul achar bishul by yavish, we learned. But the Ramah says, yesh l'hachmer l'chadchila, like the Sefer HaTruma. And b'makom tzarech, he can be mekel. He can be mekel b'makom tzarech. Unlike the Sefer HaTruma. So based on that, the Mishnah Berurah discusses what do we paskin, and we saw some of the defrosting issues, and that's what the Archa Shabbos says. One ein l'rasek, page 40, source 46. Ein l'rasek kerach v'shal g'holfchan l'mayim. One should not crush ice into water. Right, that's all three into a cup. Mutter lasis kubios kerach l'toch mayim. You could put ice cubes into water. Oh, mashke acher veins a kolobis a risuk. That's not risuk. That's not molded because you're not actively doing something. The truma would be makel, even the safer truma, because it's not nikar, right? When it melts, it's in the liquid, and it's not similar to squeezing fruit. Haposkim nechliku emesel rasi kerach l'hof chalamayim namer gam ba'ovan shakerach nimsa b'toch hamashke. Rabbi Yoskim metiru summer machmir. Okay, that's the Archa Shabbos. And again, some say, I didn't mention this last time, maybe even stirring it to make it melt faster, maybe that could be an issue. But again, I think Me'ikra Din, we're makel about that. So what about next? We discussed related heating congealed fat or gravy. So this would be, the Sefer Chuma would say that would be a problem. But the other poskim would say, no, it's yavesh. You go by room temperature. By room temperature, we discussed that then. By room temperature, this is yavesh. Therefore, ein bishal chabishal be yavesh. Some are machmer and say, no, but when it melts, it's liquid. No, we poskim Me'ikra Din, ein bishal chabishal when it comes to yavesh. What about making ice cubes? So we said, lechadchila, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shmir Shabbos says, better, he doesn't say usser. He's very meduk in his lashon in source 51. Better not to put ice cubes in. Why? Tov limanim milasi b'shavas yadav mayim amanas lofchan l'kubias kerach. Unless there's a tzara gadol, which means you're having guests over and it's hot outside. That's the Shmir Shabbos based on that sefer at truma that you are. It's gnola. It's going to be a new form. But Reb Moshe and the Tzitzeliezer and other poskim say no, it's not a problem. It's not a problem to make the ice cubes. After all, son, the Reb Moshe says. That you don't find in the Gemara is also to put water outside where it's going to turn to ice. It's not an issue. So therefore, many poskim say it's mutar l'chadchila. For sure, if you need it, you need it. Maybe towards the end of Shabbos at Shal Shudis and your ice cube trays are empty. You don't have to fill them up and put it back in the freezer half an hour before Shabbos is over. Forget the hachana issues, but you don't have to put that in. But other than that, if one needs it, then one would be. One would be allowed. And then we also saw the Shevet Alevi discussing maybe better not to make jello on Shabbos. Maybe that's also a type of molid based on this Sefer HaTruma. So these are the two Shiurim in this volume relating to Bishul Daraisa. And Hashem, next time we'll try to chazer the three Isurei Drabanan of Shehiyah, HaChazara, and Hatmanah.